May what I speak, may what you hear, be in the name of the God of love, who creates, redeems, sustains every single one of us. Amen. Please be seated. Some verses from that gospel, powerful gospel reading. Luke chapter 23, verses 33 and 34. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right, one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Well, today we are at the end. The end of the church year, I mean. You see, this Sunday before Advent, also known as Christ the King, is the last final Sunday of the 52-week liturgical cycle. And so next Sunday, we will begin again. We will begin again on that cycle. Begin again with a whole new church year as we move into Advent. In other words, today, you might say, is the church's New Year's Eve. Today is New Year's Eve. It's a time to look back on the past year and a time to look forward to the year to come. So today, we're at the end of the church year. But you know, today is also the end in another sense of the word. Because on this feast of Christ the King, we are reminded of the end, as in the purpose, the goal, the culmination of Christ's ministry on earth. That's why we had what might seem like a rather out-of-season reading today. We had a Holy Week, a Good Friday account of the crucifixion today. What's it doing here in November? Shouldn't it be back in March or April? Yeah. Well, as I say, we had that reading, that account of the crucifixion, to show us to what end Jesus was working. Yeah, to what purpose. To show us to what end Jesus had been ministering and teaching. And just what was that end, that purpose? Well, different Christians describe it in different ways, but for me it's like this. Jesus went to the cross on that Good Friday to show us once and for all the lengths that love will go to save us. Indeed, to show us the lengths that love will go to bring us home, to bring us home. That, after all, that work of saving us, that work of bringing us home to God and home to each other, that had been the consistent theme of Jesus' ministry, the theme that had led him to the cross. You see, in his preaching and his teaching, Jesus had emphasized again and again the God who longs for us to turn our lives around, longs for us to turn our feet around and come home, come home. Just look, for example, at the parables Jesus told. Whether it was the one about the father, remember? The one about the father who threw his dignity aside and ran to meet his wayward, waster, prodigal son. Or whether it was the one about the frankly crazy shepherd who left the 99 sheep to go in search of the one lost sheep. Or whether it was the story of the woman who pulled her house apart to find the one little coin that had rolled under the sofa, so to speak. Again and again in his parables, Jesus emphasized the recklessly loving God who chases us down. God who takes the initiative, takes the risk, takes the first step in the hope that we might respond. Turn around and come home. And of course, it was the very same thing, the very same theme in how Jesus lived his life. Remember, for example, how Jesus reached out and touched and healed people, people who were considered untouchable and beyond healing. Remember how Jesus had welcomed to his table, had welcomed into his circle of friends, sinners, and all those previously excluded, previously ignored. Remember, basically, how Jesus had embodied in his actions the God who again and again and again issues the invitation, leaves the door open, welcomes with open arms in the hope that we might change our minds, change our direction, and come home. Come home. As I say, today is the culmination. Today is the end. Today's gospel reminds us that how Jesus lived was also how he died. Today's gospel reminds us that even in his dying moments, Jesus' final words were still forgiveness, welcome, love. Father, forgive them, he said, as he looked at the soldiers and the others who had put him up on that cross. And welcome, welcome, he had said, welcome into paradise to the criminal who perhaps for the first time in his life had turned his face in the right direction, had turned his face towards God. Yes, on the cross, we see the goal, the purpose, the end to which Jesus was working. We see once and for all the lengths that love will go to save us. The lengths that love will go to bring us home. So the question, of course, is what about us? What about you and me? Well, I don't know where you are in your life right now, and I don't know what particular challenges and choices you face right now, but if you're anything like me, I suspect you know at least a little bit of what it feels like to be lost sometimes. You know at least something of what it's like to feel that you've taken a wrong turning, that you're on the wrong track, found yourself far away from the person you know you were meant to be, found yourself maybe feeling far away from God. Well, if any of that rings a bell, let me tell you a story. This is an ancient Jewish story, perhaps even one that Jesus heard when he was a child. We're not sure. Anyway, it goes like this. The king's son left the palace in guilt because of wrong he had done, and went into exile, far away from home, far away from the love he could not face. But his father couldn't forget him, and so he sent messengers to ask him to come back, come back. The boy, though, he answered that the way was long and dangerous, and he'd be afraid to come back. So the father sent word again, and this time he said, I'll meet you halfway. But again, the boy refused. The boy said, the woods are dark along the way, and we might miss each other in the dark woods. And if we did, I'd be lost forever. But again, the father persisted and tried one more time. The father said, here's what we'll do. You sing as you walk towards me through the dark woods, and I'll sing as I walk towards you through the dark woods, and we will hear each other's song, and we will meet, and then we can go home together singing. It's what we do here every Sunday, when you think about it. It's what we've been doing over the last year. We set off towards God. We turn again for home, perhaps sometimes reluctantly, perhaps sometimes afraid of those dark woods that lie ahead. But we do it. We're here after all. Anyway, we set off towards God and we go and we sing. We sing our hymns. We sing our little hearts out. And sometimes maybe as we're singing here in this church, sometimes maybe we hear another tune, other deeper notes, notes of welcome, forgiveness, and love. And perhaps sometimes, bit by bit, our song and that song, they blend, they join together, they harmonize, and then God meets us. And God takes us by the hand, and we walk home together, singing. Yeah. And that, my dear friends, as we end this church year, that on this final Sunday of the liturgical year, that is the ultimate purpose towards which we are moving. That, by the grace of God, is our final ultimate destiny. That, you might say, is the end. The end. Amen.